I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, welcome to our new podcast, The Signal
and the Noise,
that will attempt to give you a peek into the inner workings of Mint's long stories. This is Sunit.
And I am Ajay.
And we are both editors with Mint.
So Sunit, I'm still largely self-isolating myself. But it now seems like even the Indian economy wants to self-isolate itself. From the world, I mean.
Ah, you mean all this talk of Atmanirbharta?
Yeah, there seems to be a whiff of protectionism in the air, don't you think?
Well, Ajay, I've seen the 1980s firsthand. It was a time India was slowly shedding decades of self-reliance. I remember the excitement when Maruti's first car launched in 84. We had limited choice before that and a long waiting line. Even then, tariffs on imports were high and there were multiple controls on domestic businesses. This license raj changed forever, of course, when India's economy abruptly opened up in 91. It is ironic that in 2020, we seem to be signaling the mindset of a closed economy.
Some of this is also historical legacy, no? Subjugation under the East India Company, Gandhi's Swadeshi movement, the campaign against foreign-made goods in the 1920s and 30s. So whenever things look bleak, like it does this year, certainly due to the pandemic, we immediately latch on to ideas like self-reliance. But, you know, strangely, it's not just India. Even countries like the US and Japan are turning inward.
True. Globalization is on the retreat, and many countries are talking about protectionism. But here's the key difference. Most of these countries have already benefited from global trade, unlike India. Our share in global exports was at 2% in 1950, and it steadily fell until 91, which is when it started going up again. Now, just when India is starting to get integrated into the global economy, it seems like new walls may be coming up.
Well, I was in fact looking at the trade numbers, Sunit, to understand what has changed since 1950. From 2% of global exports that you mentioned, India's share in 2020 is now at 1.7%. And at least since 2016, India has been making these protectionist noises. If import costs of certain items go up, companies which use those items in their manufacturing processes will simply move their bases, no? To a country like Vietnam, for instance.
Yes, Ajay. Vietnam is a definite competitor. But there are others too, like Thailand or the Philippines. So I asked a set of prominent economists, including Vijay Kelkar, to weigh in on this debate. Their view is loud and clear. If India goes down the path of economic isolation at this crucial moment, it would be a strategic mistake.
Yeah, I agree with them. The underlying logic is actually pretty easy and straightforward to understand. India's economy is about $3 trillion, but that is dwarfed by the size of the global economy, which is at $90 trillion. Why not produce goods and services for the global economy? Why isolate ourselves?
And the thing to remember, Ajay, is that it's almost impossible to become an export powerhouse without a liberal import policy. Global trade is far more interlinked than when Gandhi first raised the Swadeshi banner. The iPhone is a good example. Its parts are produced in so many different countries. That's true of nearly all modern-day goods. So higher taxes on imports, in effect, work like a tax on exports.
In other words, if Atmanirbhar effectively translates into just higher tariffs for imported items on the ground, we'll be shooting ourselves in the foot.
Exactly. And we'll be doing it at a crucial moment when some companies are genuinely thinking of exploring a base outside China. India must carefully weigh its interests instead of just holding on to ideological dreams like self-reliance. If we do manage to find a coherent policy that can boost exports, it can dramatically alter our growth prospects. Remember, the economic acceleration in the mid-90s and the mid-2000s was heavily built on a strong expansion in exports.
Hmm. Kelkar and company also suggest a broad plan for building export competitiveness. It relies on reducing local costs rather than putting up import tariffs.
Yeah, bring down the cost of commercial electricity or the time it takes for goods to reach the nearest port, improve infrastructure. These are steps that every East Asian economy took. And this is what Bangladesh is doing now. But that's tough work. And, you know, the government obviously finds it easier to make imports more costly and then claim that they're doing this to help Indian firms survive.
But clearly, Indian firms can't rely on the self-reliance mindset anymore, no? And it affects consumers too. Protectionist barriers result in reduced choices and higher prices, the 1980s that you were talking about.
Precisely. At this point, India has no choice but to rediscover its ancient roots as a trading nation.
Well, since it's a national pastime these days to fondly look back on the past, perhaps we'll draw some good lessons too about openness, about being vocal, about global.
That'll be far more useful than debating about everyone from the Mughals to Nehru. Anyway, let's sign off on that note. If you're listening to this podcast, hope you keep physical distancing in mind when you step out. Have a productive week. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to The Signal in the Noise, with me being the signal, of course. We would love to hear from you. Reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram on @HTSmartcast. Or you can also reach out to us personally
at Sunita Arora
and at AJ Axiom. To listen to more such interesting podcasts, do log on to htsmartcast.com. We'll be back next week with a new story and some awesome banter.
And lots of fun.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.